Satnam, hello.
Satnam, hello.
Hi, who's here?
Guru Ravi.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
And who else?
Hari Simran Kaur.
Hi, Simran Kaur. Welcome, dear.
Hi, how are you?
Good, you?
Good.
Good. Who else is here?
Haridas.
Satnam.
Haridas and Satnam, right?
Yes.
Oh, good. Welcome. Haridas, I'm so glad you're announcing yourself these days. And who else is here? Anybody else? Hello?
Hey, this is Hari Mandir.
Oh, hi, Hari Mandir. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm so glad. Anybody else?
Guru Atma.
Guru Atma. Welcome, dear. Welcome. And who else? Who else? Anybody else?
Hello, this is Carol Decca.
Hi, Carol. Good to have you with us. You're becoming a regular.
Yes, I like it. I like it a lot.
Good, I'm glad. And who else?
Sadnakar.
Oh, yes, Sadnakar. I've been waiting for you.
Oh, good, I just got in. I got a new phone.
Oh, and I know, it takes a little while. And who else?
Hargobind.
Hi, Hargobind. How
Sorry,
are you?
I'm late, dear. I'm late.
Oh, that's a,
okay.
Well, at least we got you on the line, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, anyone else? Okay, well, let's get started. I see my lilacs are just beginning to bloom here. Nice. Okay. So sit straight, please. Long deep breath. That's it. Long deep breath. And inhale to begin. I set the third eye point. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Tuning in, and now for protection. Agarinamen, Jugagarinamen, Agarinamen, Sigurinamen, Agarinamen, Jugagarinamen, Sagarinamen, Sigurinamen, Agarinamen, Jugagarinamen. Long deep breath. Good. And now begin heart breath. That is long deep breath. On the exhale, feel as though the air is going out of your heart. Good, and let your heart expand beautifully. as you do this. Let it clear, let it expand. Doing heart breath. And now, please, using your heart breath, connect with everybody else on this phone call and on the recording. Really connect. Really open up and allow the light of your heart to connect with the light of all the others without inhibition. Let the protection part be taken care of by the universe. And now, please connect with those who are just dying to have this knowledge, this wisdom, this love, this kindness. Those who are literally dying to have it, whether in body, in mind, or in spirit. This is the essential healing breath. And now with the intention to allow it to continue, inhale and exhale. Good. And being present. Good. And now Hari Mandir asked me to announce a date. Hari Mandir, in the beginning, when I asked for names, whenever you're on, ask me. Or you just go on and you say what date it is, okay?
Okay.
That's your job. So is today April the 27th? I'm not entirely sure.
Yes.
Okay, good. April the 27th, 2011. Okay. Okay, so I believe it's Babaji who's here. Well, anyway, we're just going to get started. The presence feels a little bit different, but we'll see. Okay. So, I have to tell you, I was just talking to Ranjit Kaur. Are you here, Ranjit?
Yes, I am, Siddiqui.
Oh, good. Okay, well, you have sparked the subject for this, or as we say in synchronicity, it all happens together. Okay. It's kindness. It is heart. Okay, so now as we talk, please keep your heart open and please continue with heart breath. He says, if you only knew what kindness does to yourself and to other people, you would be honored and amazed. He said there would never, ever be any thought of hurt, to yourself or hurt to another person if you really knew what was going on. He says, if you live your life in a state in which it feels like you were being filed down all the time. In other words, sandpaper is always, you're always moving in a sea of sandpaper. Maybe we've all had that experience. In other words, everywhere you look, everywhere you touch, everything you hear feels like sandpaper. It could feel like that when you're listening to the news. It could feel like that when you're trying to figure out your budget. It could feel like that when you are trying to find a piece of clothing that looks really good on you. Okay? It is living in that place of constant agitation. He said that is the difficulty, a situation of constant agitation. He said it's part of the universal mix. He says, so please don't get guilty for having lived in it. He says, but in this new time, he says, we are moving into a new time in which we are more open, we are more susceptible to higher energies. These higher energies, at this point, will push us through the sandpaper very fast, which may leave you feeling like you are raw and scraped. He says, don't worry. He says, at every point that you feel raw and scraped, you go directly into my heart, you go into your own heart, you go into the heart of Guru Ram Dass. Okay, so that's it. They're giving this lecture together. And you go into the heart of Yogi Bhajan, you go into the heart of your dharma, your spiritual practices. You go into the heart of the sacred. This is your place of refuge. This is your place of being. This is your place of knowing. Understand that you have this place. Quote, place. Okay. It's actually an energetic, he calls it an energetic conundrum, which is kind of like a question. Why do you call it a conundrum? He says, because you don't know where it is, but it is ever present. He says, move into this place. It's a place of high volume and high intensity that expresses itself as absolute stillness. If somebody has some background noise, could you please press star 6? And that will mute you and the background noise. Then later on when we, when we ask for sharing, definitely press star 6 again so we can hear you again. Otherwise, background noise is kind of distracting. Okay. So now he was talking about this conundrum, a place of being of high frequency that is of a loud volume of stillness. Amazing. Amazing. They're asking me to repeat this, that during our Baba Siddhichan course with Amandeep Singh, the ones who were there, we found that he would push us, he would be yelling at us to go to our hide in our depth, and he would be having the mantra playing loud, and he would be having a recording of gong going, and he would be playing the conch, all of that. And I never heard so much noise to take me to stillness. He says, this is what we are to do, to take every noise, every vibration, every piece of grit and sand, everything. He says, this is overload time. He says, you use it to take you, to take all of us, to the point of stillness. Use it to push yourself into that well, that refuge, that expansion of stillness, okay, which is a place of neutrality. He says, allow yourself to move into that place. He says, it's a place that, with a new baby, if a baby is crying, Yogi Bhajan taught us how to wrap a baby, wrap in swaddling clothes. Well, you wrap the baby tightly in a blanket. Then the baby feels secure. Of course, the baby's been squashed in the womb, feeling very secure for many months. So wrapping the baby gives it security. He says it's more than just a habitual thing. It has to do with the nervous system as well. He says, do this for yourself. He says, use every noise, every vibration to push you into this place. You can call it the quality of the womb. You can call it the quality of stillness, the quality of neutrality, in which you hear and know you're simply present. It is not cut off. He wants to very much express, it is not cut off. No, it's very present and totally expansive. But it is a matter of flowing into this space from which you radiate from your center. A space in which you radiate from your center and you live in this, well, he's calling it a primordial soup. Sir, why are you calling it that? Because he says it has the potential of all creation. It has the potential of all creation. In other words, it knows all that has been created before it, all that will that is being created now, and all that will continue to be created. It has that wisdom, but you are living in the very stuff, the ingredients of creation. He says both on a particle level and on a wave level. And he said there's more, but I can't describe it because you wouldn't get it. Okay. He said it's a quality, it's a vibrational quality situation. He says, now that quality of situation comes through also in kindness. When you are kind to another person, you invite this stillness, this warmth, this breeze, this flow, this place of expansive neutrality to the other person. Do you understand that? What a gift. There could never ever be such a gift as extending this kindness. He says, but you know what? He says, you cannot extend that kindness unless you have that kindness within yourself. In other words, he says, if you are angry, there will be a tinge of anger, no matter how smiley you might be in offering kindness to another person. He says, so be sure that you live in that kindness yourself. He says, do not shame yourself if you are not in it. Do not hurt yourself if you are not in it. He says, that's totally counterproductive. What you do is you start with kindness at home. And by home, he's meaning your own body, your own mind, your own psyche. He says, please come to that own kindness within yourself. Oh, so he's asking you to do heart breath, please. He says, and now go to that sweet, sacred neutrality. And feel that kindness within your own self. Feel it within a, he's calling it the refuge of your Dharma, which is actually a phrase from Buddhism. But feel that kindness and that refuge in your spiritual practice. In your spirit, and when he says that, he's not talking about just the repetition of it, but the energy that you enjoy when you are deeply within that practice. The practice leads you to that opening to the universal, which is Dharma. Breathe with that. It is a kindness. Allow yourself the kindness that comes from the most intimate, beautiful, kind, supportive place of your own soul. Allow that now. Allow yourself to feel that. You're in charge. Allow yourself to feel that. feel the love that it engenders. Enjoy that. Enjoy that. Now let that expand consciously, offering yourself kindness. Consciously offering yourself kindness. Every bit of you, your mind, your heart, your body, your emotions. Offering the ease of kindness to every bit of you. Ease of kindness, the support, the sparkle. All kinds of kindness. It could be a happy, laughy kindness. It could be just a sweet balm of kindness. It could finally be a relaxation of kindness. It could be the joy of creating, the joy of loving and being loved. Offer yourself that kindness. And as you do that, allow any parts that are not moving, that are feeling solid, that they cannot move, or that they're feeling stuck, offer them kindness. Opening, knowing who you are. Knowing the kindness. By the way, it seems as though somebody's walking around. Could you press *6, please? Feeling the kindness that is offered to you by the universe, by your most intimate, most gracious soul, all the time. Oh my God, it's just there. It is a fountain. All you have to do is put your cup in the fountain. All you have to do is sit in the fountain. Imagine that. Imagine yourself in a beautiful Italian fountain, sitting there, feeling the water pouring down on you, the grace and the kindness. Feel yourself being soaked in the richness, in the sparkling, beautiful water of kindness. Feel it flow. Soak it up. It's yours. It's your prosperity. It is your joy. Yummy yum. And let it wash through any place that is stuck and feeling undeserving, unworthy. Those are misperceptions. As we saw in yesterday's newsletter, forgive yourself for those misperceptions. I don't care what you've done, what you think you have done. Forgive yourself for them. That's the only way to move on. So that you can allow this gorgeous, gorgeous beauty of grace, of kindness, to move through you, to imbibe it, to allow its purity, its scintillating purity, to move through every vein of you, every artery, every muscle, and every cell. Allow yourself the experience of kindness coming to you. Feel fully present in it. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. And allow yourself the joy. The joy. And now who you are is this beautiful being who has totally accepted kindness. You have accepted it as your own, as who you are. You have accepted the flow of it. You are fully satiated, and still it continues to wash through you. Oh, just feel the gratification, the joy of it. And as you are so overflowing, now pick out one other person that you would just love to share this flow with. As you share this flow, your bit, your particle of kindness will not diminish. Instead, it will, the flow will increase. The flow will increase in superabundance as it flows through you, enriching you, enlivening you, and moving this beautiful superabundance flowing to this other person that you have in mind. So, watch what happens to you as you do this. Watch what happens to you. I shouldn't say to you. What happens as you do this? Or with you? And what happens with the other person? Just watch. And please write it down. Making note so you don't forget. Good. And now spread this beautiful, sparkling, flowing water to a group of people, maybe 5, 8, 10 people. Use your breath. Use your heart breath. And now, take note of what happens with that group of people and what happens with you. Take note. Observe. Excuse me, there is another conversation in somebody's background. Please press *6 on your phone. Opening. Good. Making note. And now the next step. Now the next step. I bet you know what it is. You continue this incredible flow, this infinite creative continual flow. And now send it, allow it to move through every particle of every being, of every person, of every vibration in this whole world. Every person. There are people who are passing out of this world at this time. There are people who are coming into body at this time. And there's everybody in between. Allowing this incredible grace moving through you and to flow through each one as we become, as we acknowledge that we are one being. Use your breath. Use your beautiful breath. Use your consciousness. Be present. Good. And have the intention of continuing that. He says, this is the truth. This is the truth. Good. And inhale. And exhale. And here we are, present. Please have your notes handy. Have your notes handy. Because in your sharing, your own experience, that only helps us, and it helps yourself as well, because it deepens your own experience, the awareness of it. It claims it. And then it helps us in knowing how we, as humans, each one of us, work, so that we can feel, okay, we're normal. And that allows us to accept it. Okay, now is the time. If you have pressed *6 to mute yourself, please press *6 again to unmute yourself, and please share with us what your experience has been. Who can share?
So again, I can share. This is good.
Yes, dear.
Just so beautiful. I've experienced the noise in Baba Siddhi Chand bringing us back to the room with Amandeep, and feeling that incredible stillness and all the noise. And I've been experiencing the noise around me all week, and it does seem to bring me into a stillness, but I had not put any kind of thought into that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was beautiful. Thank you for that.
Oh, and good.
With the experience, it felt like a very intense flow of energy, like walls of water pouring between me, my heart center, and the other person's heart center. And then it turned into a swirling dance as we held each other's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And we just sort of swirled and danced around.
Mm-hmm.
And then extending that to more people, it felt like that turned into an expansiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But the dance became still and cozy, mm-hmm. and it mm-hmm. felt like we all just sort of sank down into this field of little tiny white flowers, but very cushiony. So just very cozy and and uh-huh. Comfortable. And
delightful.
Then it was so delightful. It still is. It still feels that way. And then moving out, it was just very, very intensely powerful, but very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
The field of flowers sort of transformed into this huge, puffy cumulus cloud.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was just surrounding and encompassing everything
mm-hmm.
within that cloud. And again, it was still that feeling of, it was dancing, but it was a still dance. It was a, I don't know really how to explain it. It was a deep, deep stillness. I guess it was the same experience of the noise and the movement all around, but being brought into a deep stillness through that.
How lovely, dear. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you. Very yummy.
Now, the stillness doesn't mean that it's dead, right?
Oh, no.
The stillness
no,
means that there's total aliveness in
total
it.
Total aliveness, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, which contains embodies all movement, all sound, all creation, everything, but it is embodied in stillness, which we might say is total, how can I say, workingness, cohesiveness, potential, you know, they call electricity potential. It's kind of
mm-hmm.
like that,
mm.
right?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Good. Thank you so much, dear.
Oh, thank you so much, dear.
Yeah, I enjoyed going with you on that.
Oh, thank you.
Who else can share? You know who you are. We are just waiting for you. We're just waiting because we want you to share.
Hey, Hargo Ben, I'll share a little bit.
Good.
I was out in my garden because I like to share this energy of all these awesome people and let my plants take the benefit of that. So I do a little
mm-hmm.
meditation there with letting them get the energy. And the thing that was really intense for me is when you said to share it with every being.
Mm-hmm.
I was tying a string into a tree right then for a cucumber to grow up into, and I
mm-hmm.
just held onto the tree with both hands and had my eyes closed and could just feel all that vibration through the tree and the earth and the universe and everything and everybody, you know?
Hmm. Wonderful.
That was an awesome little ride there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking us with you on that. That is true. That's what happened. That's the truth of it.
It's fun.
It is. It's totally
good times,
fun.
It's all
isn't
good
it?
Times.
It is. And just imagine if we were conscious of this all the time.
Yeah. It's like little kids know how to do that all the time. Like one of my nephews, he's sitting in the hospital, and it's not a good situation, but he's sitting there looking at some fish in a tank, and he's eating some popcorn. He looks over at Guru Ravi Kar, and he says, good times.
How precious.
True story.
Oh, God, I love it. Oh, my goodness. You know, our teachers,
yeah, really.
The beauty and simplicity of the little ones. Oh, that's wonderful. One point that I would like to make after, especially after Guru Ravi spoke, well, both of you spoke, is that as this power flows through you, it does not diminish. It gets wider. It gets broader. There is no dearth. There is no cutting off of power when you share. As you allow yourself to first fill up, then as you share it, it comes from a superabundance. So thank you so much. And aliveness, as both of them said, an aliveness, the dance, participation in that vibratory element, a vibratory dimension. Okay, so who else can share? Who else? By any chance, is Suzanne on the phone? Okay, maybe she's not. Okay.
Hello?
Is this Suzanne?
Yes, hi.
Oh, good. Well, I heard to ask you.
Oh, gosh.
So there.
Okay, well, then... Mine was so quiet and delightfully calm. Yeah, that I didn't think it needed to be said out loud. Yes.
But that's what it's about, isn't it?
Well, I imagine so. My mom went into the hospital. My sisters were taking care of her. And
oh, God bless.
And when you're in this kind of time, this kind of breath will give them great peace, us, all of us. And I felt I always underestimate the power of the breath, the heart breath.
Right,
so
because the breath actually moves the energy of the heart center is what happens.
Yes, and I am stunned me every single time. I keep getting stunned. Now, I have to say, why don't we all know this? It's so amazing.
well, I think we're bringing it into the culture. You know, culture is something, it's like rules and awareness that we take for granted and then we just normally employ. But I feel that we are moving into a new culture, and we're like pioneers in that new culture, in that new place. And we're just making new roads into that culture. So,
that is true.
Yeah, as one person goes through, then another person, then finally the next group paves the road and so on. So I think that's what we're doing.
Oh, I think so. I noticed that my kids are more very ready to hear this, where my brothers and sisters, I would just more put it out for them, and they accept it more in quiet, more to being quiet about it.
Uh-huh.
But I find young people very, very eager.
Yes, there's something about their apparatus is ready. They're tuned in to the age.
I think so.
They're just present with it.
Isn't that
fun?
Yes,
I agree. Yes. So now let's just take a little minute to do a heart breath for Suzanne's mom and her family.
Thank you.
A little minute. Cheryl, those sparkles with them. Good. And inhale. And exhale. Good. Thank you. And now, does anybody else want to share? We have just a couple of minutes before that lady comes. You know the lady. Okay. The recorded voice.
Sergio?
Yes.
This is Rahmane.
Hi, dear.
Hi. Last night at our Kabbalah class, the whole class was about God as love, and this part of Torah where this voice speaks to Moses of its qualities, and they're called the 13 attributes of mercy, and it's all about kindness and how it extends through thousands of generations. And yet preceding that, the voice says that it cannot show its full glory to Moses because he couldn't take it. And it reminded me of what was just being discussed, why it is that that I tend to forget that this love power and the power of the heart breath. And as we were starting, I was feeling it like a deterge, that whenever I'm in the presence of kindness, it brings up all this stuff in me that needs healing. And so I thought, well, maybe that was why the divine at that time said, well, I can't show you my full glory because you couldn't take it. Because
What kind of feelings does it bring up?
Of low self-esteem and inadequacy and failure. I think of it as a process, that as I take in some kindness and generate some kindness, it causes a deterge of any part of me and the collective consciousness that we're part of that gets flushed out. And
you're right. That's it.
Yeah, and it's like a toilet. You can't put in, 100 people's poop in the toilet at once. It would back up.
It's too much.
And I also
right, so it's a process.
Yeah, a process, a cycle or a spiral. And I'm also, because the word in Aramaic for kindness has to do with the word racham, which means womb. And so it has the connotation of rebirth. I find that really helpful, that within this idea of kindness is this constant birthing forth of newness and more love. It keeps it fresh. It can never be a stagnant a noun that we put a box around. It's this flow, and the more, as you say, the more we open to it, the more it flows, and it's just wonderful. Once again, the ancient traditions are speaking the same truth, just in slightly different symbology and language.
It doesn't sound too different to me.
Yeah.
Not when you express it like that.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So cool. Good. Well, thank you so much, dear. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
And don't forget Rachmani's blog. You can sign up for it. Delightful. And also, please do sign up for the Baba Sidichan Forum. Very lovely expressions and communications are happening there. So please share your experiences there. Don't say, I don't have enough to share. You do. It's just such a sharing of hearts in a very simple manner. And that's what it's all about. Kindness is so simple. That's the thing. It's just so simple. So, God bless you all. I love being with you. And I'm going to tell you, this morning I was told to create a course. I don't know quite how to frame it yet, but it has to do with prosperity, transformation, and so on. So you might see that coming up pretty soon. So, God bless you all. I love being with all of you, and kindness to all. Love you. Oh, we have to sing. Don't forget to catch me if I forget. Okay, is Kahar? Oh, no, Kahar went to Europe. So Kahar is not here, right? No, oh, darn. Okay. So, let's sing together. Inhale. May the long time sunshine upon you, all world around you, and the pure light within you, guide your way on, guide your way on. Inhale. Sat Nam. to that beautifully, purely impeccable kindness of who you are. The rest is an illusion. You are the kindness. Allow yourself to be that superabundance. God bless you all, and talk to you soon. Love you. Satnam.
Love you. Satnam.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.